today, but I have not one member of Raw Samba, but two members of Raw Samba in the studio. Unfortunately, no drums, so it's going to be just a chat. So welcome, Jan.
Hello.
Come along to talk to us. And obviously, Phil, you're a member of the band as well, aren't you?
I am indeed, yes.
Yeah.
Been there for about 5-6 years now, I think.
Right. So please tell us all about Samba. If anyone's listening and they've not encountered you, I mean, I have to say they haven't been paying attention, but if they've not come across Raw Samba playing an event, what is a Samba band exactly?
Well, Samba music started in Brazil, actually not so much the Portuguese Brazilians, but the African slaves who were working for them. And on a Sunday, they had their day off and they used to dance and play drums and other percussive instruments. And then the Brazilians sort of adopted this style, and a lot of the Brazilian carnivals is where you'll see the brightly coloured dancers and the drummers. And it's sort of exported to other countries now, and you'll see samba bands on the island. We have two, Fat Samba, who are over in Freshwater, mm-hmm. and Raw Samba, who are based in Ryde. And we will turn up to carnivals and play loud music on our drums as we march through the towns.
Fantastic. So it's very much linked to carnival and celebration, and as you say, incredibly colourful. So it's not just about playing the music, is it? It's the costume is also really important.
Yeah, we have bright costumes.
Yeah, so are they all made by the band, for the band?
The current ones aren't. We're actually just about to go through a rebranding exercise. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a new logo. But no, we buy our costumes. We don't have costumes so much as bright shirts, tie-dye T-shirts, African shirts and white trousers.
Right.
But the dancers, they have plumes in their hair and lovely sparkly garments.
So, I mean, how many people are there between dancers and musicians in the organisation? It sounds quite big.
Well, it's about 60 in the band, 64, right. something like that, and maybe 10 dancers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you were saying last year you had an influx of new people as well.
Yes. Well, a lot of people are coming up to us at carnivals and saying, good, well, how can we join the band? So Jane and Yetta, who are the leaders of the band, started sort of a samba nursery to get people up to speed. And we didn't anticipate so many would stay, and we actually got another 20 members as a result of that.
So what do you get from doing samba? Because you honestly both really light up when you talk about it. So there's obviously something that really energises you, I get the feeling.
Well, it's very hypnotic.
Uh-huh. Mm.
It's a sense of fun, really, I suppose.
Yeah. The people who go to it, everybody's really nice in the band. You know,
there
might be quiet people, there might be loud people, but everybody's very kind, very generous. Yes, it is that sort of mesmeric quality of a regular beat that sort of gets into your soul. And I think it's good for the spirits. And,
yeah, so quite good music therapy, effectively.
Absolutely,
yeah. And it sounds like you've got quite a community all looking out for each other, so friendship as well as, you know, the actual activity
itself. It's just
a
good group of people that seem to get on well with one another, where you get some groups and think, I don't like him or I don't like her, but everybody seems to get on before we've all got the same interest, really.
Yeah. Last year we went, well, we've been before to Swanage Carnival, and we go over on the ferry. We usually play on Whitelink because they support us, and then we go down by coach to Swanage, play twice in Swanage at their carnival. We stayed a couple of nights in the youth hostel, which was a bit of an experience on one of the hottest nights of the year.
Mm. It was like sitting in an oven.
Had a brilliant sort of weekend away together.
Yeah, sounds absolutely fantastic. So, I mean, you go all over the island, don't you, as well as on the mainland. So what events have you got coming up this year?
Well, we're going to most of the carnivals. That'll be the main carnivals and the illuminated ones. We're also supporting South Island Sevens this year, which is a sporting event based in Ryde and raising funds for the Phoenix Project, which is a service where adults with learning disabilities can spend time engaged in different activities.
Yeah.
And that's based at Halen's Farm, which is where we rehearse. Mm-hmm. We're also playing at Walk the White, at the Mardi Gras, and at the Warrior Festival at Smallbrook, which is for the White Brainy Bunch, who are raising money for research into brain tumours.
Fantastic. So you're also raising money for other charities while you're enjoying yourselves, basically.
Yeah.
Sounds absolutely perfect. And, I mean, how long has the band been going?
It's about 25 years, I think.
I think it was established about 2001.
Right, OK,
so, yeah.
20 plus years, so that's quite something. Yeah. People obviously really do enjoy themselves and get into it. And what, Jan, what made you join?
Well, I was a regular visitor to the island, and whenever there was a carnival, I would always be sort of lurking somewhere near the band, watching them and enjoying the music. And I just thought, if I ever move to the Isle of Wight, I want to join the band. And in 2019, I did move to the Isle of Wight, and I did join the band.
Excellent. So, what about you, Phil? What enticed you?
Exactly the same reason as Jan. Saw the band, thought, I like the idea of that.
Yeah.
Knocked on the door, said, can we join? And the answer was yes.
Excellent. Now, I'm intrigued because I really don't know a lot about this. So the instruments that are played, are they all the same? Are there different instruments? Do you have to have musical ability?
Not really have music ability, just some sort of memory to...
sense of rhythm, really.
Yeah, sense of rhythm.
We don't have to read music. Mm-hmm. All the grooves and breaks that we have little phrases with them. For example, one of our phrases is, no fish fingers tonight. And that's for our terms, that's our rhythm. So no fish fingers tonight.
Okay.
So if you learn your little grooves, and the leaders tell us what grooves they are with hand signals. So they might cross their arms. And if they cross their arms, we know that's the Saturday break. So we go Saturday, Saturday. So no, you don't need to read music.
Excellent.
You just need a sense of rhythm. Sense of fun and be able to count to four.
Okay.
I think I could
do that.
And you say what sort of instruments? Well, there's two of those which are drums, basically. Low drum, mid drum, high drum.
Mm-hmm.
And then your jam plays what they
tambourine.
Call it? Tambourine.
Tambourine. As does Phil's wife.
Mm-hmm. Which is like a tambourine with no bells.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So you get quite a different sound from that.
But that's it with a stick.
Right, yeah, okay.
Snare drums.
Snares and bells.
Mm-hmm.
Go-go bells.
And reps.
Which, again,
are drums, really. Oh, and somebody shakes cymbals, don't they? That shaker thing.
Yeah.
That's not
so you must need a huge space to practice in, because obviously when you're in a carnival, you've got to be on the move, which I'm sure in itself needs some practice, because 60-odd people concentrating on their music, dancing along, you could all end up in a big pile if it went wrong, I imagine.
Well, we have some sort of choreography.
And we rehearse in a big room. We all have to wear ear defenders and
yes.
things, because obviously it would be damaging to the ears. So we also used to rehearse in the cricket club, didn't we, in Ryde Cricket Club?
Yeah.
Before that, we had a lovely big space at Westridge, which we lost during the COVID. It was repurposed for something.
We have been down as far as Wroxall.
Ooh, steady.
Yeah. Yeah. In the summer, sometimes we'll go and rehearse at the beach just
because
we've got a lovely space and a lot of the people who are visiting the island like to see us.
You know. And I guess you can then walk a fair distance and practice.
We don't walk, we tend to stay static. We're
static
just practicing
the
in the open air, because if it's a lovely evening, you know, down at Apley Beach, it's great.
So which carnivals and when? Have you got dates or, you know, I mean, they start sort of July time, are they?
Yes, they do. It's really through the six weeks of the summer holidays at all the main towns. So Ventnor, Shanklin, Sandown, Ryde, Newport.
Yep.
There's usually two for each town, a main daytime carnival and an illuminated carnival. So really, with our first event actually is at the Donkey Sanctuary, their open day in April, 30th of April. The various different dates, I can't remember them all for the carnivals. The Warrior Festival is the 15th of July. The South Island Sevens is the weekend of July the 22nd. I think that runs for 2 days. And then Walk the Wight is coming up in May.
Yeah, that's usually mid-May, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess as well, it's all weathers.
Yes, we were lucky last year and we didn't get wet, did we?
No. A couple of years before, when we went to Swanage, it absolutely chucked it down.
Yeah.
So we were there banging a drum. With water going
wet
everywhere.
Wet feathers. And
yes, it was just like the... do you remember the Blue Men that were on the telly once? And they banged drums and everything came off the drums.
So it looked
like
a bit like that,
with water.
Did it?
Brilliant.
Yeah. You don't want a soggy tambourine either. That must have been a bit of a worry.
Don't want a soggy, frankly.
Because I do remember my first experience of the carnival on the island when I moved here. My daughters were, I think, 1 and 3. And it was the Cows Carnival. And I thought, right, we've got to go and watch it. And we stood out in the rain for 2 hours. And I just remember looking back thinking, what was I thinking? Why did I make them do this? But I'd won in the pushchair and my eldest daughter all wrapped up. But it was just so magical to watch. And it was, we had nothing like that in London.
And memorable for lots of reasons.
Yeah, so it was absolutely amazing. And obviously still have the Carnival Queens, don't we, on the island, which I always think is an amazing thing to do. Although I think they do need to bring in the boys as well now. I think, you know, in the spirit of equality, I think we should have some kings and queens, princes and princesses, or, or whatever we're going to call them. But yeah, absolutely fantastic.
We don't have many male members in the band though, do we?
No,
nearly all ladies. Yes. I don't know why.
No. So you're just a thorn amongst the roses, are you, Phil?
Yeah.
Well, we've got about half a dozen men. 7 or 8, maybe.
Yeah, there's myself, Terry.
So, so maybe the next recruitment drive, maybe a few more chaps.
Yeah, that'd be nice. About they could carry the drums then.
Half a dozen,
oh, no, I shouldn't say that, should I?
No, no, not in the spirit of equality there. Absolutely not. Well, that's been absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for telling us about that, because I've seen the band, but never kind of realised just what effort goes into putting all that together. I mean, that's a huge thing, and what a lovely community thing to get involved in.
It is
so joyous, and the power of music as therapy. Absolutely. So next time there's a recruitment drive, is there a way people can keep up with what you're doing? Have you got a Facebook
We have a Facebook page, Raw Samba, and we also have a website, which I think is rawsamba.org.
I think so, yeah.
So all the information's up there. And if you put us into YouTube, you'll see us performing at various different events and enjoy the thrill of our music.
Fantastic. Well, we were hoping to play some music today, but unfortunately we haven't been able to make that happen. But I do think we need to pursue getting you as one of the local tracks, because every hour we play a local track by a local artist.
We'll send you a CD.
Absolutely. Why shouldn't it be one of the Samba bands? That'd be fantastic.
You can have a whole band in here one day if you want.
Yeah, it might get a little bit cosy, because as you probably know, listeners, the the booth we sit in isn't the largest space ever, but it's very cosy, very, very intimate. So have the most amazing summer.
Thank you.
I hope to see you out and about. And obviously our Vectors Radio, we've now got our outside broadcast truck that will be out now about Obi-Wan. So I'm sure we will be catching up with you sometime very soon. Thank you so much.